Hare Krishna. No enemy is as dangerous as the one we are blind to. Suppose there's a fight going on between two armies. Now, if the defending army can see the attacking army, if the defending warrior can see the attacking warrior, then they can fight and the defending warrior has a chance of overcoming the attacking warrior. But if the attacking warrior has the power of becoming invisible, then the defending warrior will not know what to do, how to fight, how to attack. In the Ramayana, is described how Indrajit, the son of Ravana, at one time started using the mystic power of becoming invisible. And then Ram, Lakshman and the Vanaras didn't know where to go, how to attack, how to fight. And he laid the whole Vanara army, Ram's army low by attacking invisibly. So if we can't see an enemy, it's very dangerous. But at least at that time, the Vanaras and Ram, Lakshman, they knew that the enemy is there somewhere over here, but they just couldn't see him. Actually, even more dangerous is the enemy that we are just blind to. That means not just we can't see, but we don't even know that it exists. Such is often the enemy of selfish desire, of lust. Now, Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita in 3.36 says, Kamesha krodesha rajoguna samudbhavaha mahashano mahapapma vidyena miha vairinam. Kamesha krodesha, that it is lust only, Arjuna, which later grows into anger. Rajoguna samudbhavaha, it is born of the mode of passion. Mahashano mahapapma, it is extremely, it is voracious and vicious. Mahashano, it can devour everything. Mahapapma, it can impel us to do any kind of activity. Vidyena miha vairinam, oh Arjuna, know this is your enemy. It's astonishing that Krishna is the charioteer of Arjuna on a war field. And instead of pointing to the enemies who are there on the opposite side, instead of pointing to the Karna, Duryodhana, Dushyasana or any of those enemies, Krishna says, oh Arjuna, points to the points to this enemy of lust. No Arjuna, this is your real enemy. So, actually, the enemy that we are blind to is the enemy we are most vulnerable to. So, for all of us, we may not be in a physical war field fighting a war against physical enemies, but all of us have this inner enemy. What does this enemy do? It actually misleads us. Just as the enemy ultimately wants to harm us, similarly lust promises us pleasure and makes us do things that bring misery, bring terrible misery. And it can be misery in terms of, you know, when we engage in some immoral relationships, immoral activities, then we not only get sinful reactions for that, but we wreck our lives. Our other relationships get wrecked, our family gets wrecked. Our reputation gets lost, goes to the dirt, and we ultimately get alienated from Krishna, disconnected from Krishna, we go away from Krishna. So, we know that although it promises pleasure, it delivers pain. And because it promises pleasure, we don't think of it as an enemy at all. We think, oh, this is wonderful. Many people go out of their way to discover the lust within them, to trigger the lust within them and to enjoy thereof. So if we learn that, if we need to know with the eyes of knowledge that this is our enemy, then we can take precautions against it. We can prepare to fight against it. And the best way to fight is by absorbing ourselves in Krishna. When we absorb ourselves in Krishna, we get higher satisfaction. And when we are satisfied, then lust cannot allure us towards lower pleasures. But for doing it all, we have to end our blindness to lust by using philosophical knowledge, the eyes of knowledge, to become aware of the enemy whose presence we are otherwise blind to. And the Bhagavad Gita provides us those eyes of knowledge and thus empowers us to defend ourselves and ultimately win in this inner war. Thank you. Hare Krishna.